Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
If you're expecting Lamar Jackson to take Kyler Murray money, you are really mistaken. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Chris Carlin. He is Christopher Jackson Canty. Good morning.
Good morning, big fella. I'm live from Chicago because you know what time it is. It's wedding week.
Oh, it is countdown.
It's wedding week.
We will take this.
I'm telling you, this is. I told my fiance when we landed in Chicago yesterday morning that the next time we get on a plane, which will be this coming Sunday, we will be husband and wife. Crazy to think that I'm so much of an adult that I'm actually going to have a whole wife out here in these streets. Unbelievable, big fella, that we're here. We've been engaged for a year and a half. It seems like it's an incredibly long runway, but we are finally here.
Allow me to just impart this upon you as we have hit wedding week. This is a minute-by-minute proposition. Tread lightly.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what that means right now. I have a feeling that that's going to come into focus as I get to wedding day on Friday.
We will get to it all. We've got so much NFL to talk about. We've got so much baseball to talk about. But a contract is where we have to start this morning.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
This situation could be Dak Prescott on steroids. Remember we talked about Dak's contract for like 2 years? Well, this could drag out. I don't think it's a slam dunk that they're going to get something done.
I don't see why he would take less. As long as he's willing to push this thing out, there's no reason why you should give them any sort of discount.
He's a baller. He wants to go out there and play regardless. But, you know, this could get tricky over the next few months.
Mr. Canty, the Ravens have gotten it out there. They have made sure to let everybody know that they have offered Lamar Jackson more than what Kyler Murray got from the Cardinals. You know what I'd say to that? Great. Good for you. If I were Lamar Jackson at this point, when you consider everything about him, there is not one thing you could do to get me to take a dollar less guaranteed than what Deshaun Watson got, and I don't care that everybody in the league is ticked off at the Cleveland Browns. That's not my problem. That is where I am starting this situation, and that is the only way we're going to get a deal done before the season starts.
Well, big fella, you know I wholeheartedly agree with you, but I'm surprised that the Ravens let this get out there because that's not typically how they do business. So to me, this seems like an act of desperation. The only question that I would have for their general manager, Eric DaCosta, is why is the Kyler Murray deal the benchmark for Lamar Jackson contract extension?
Because it's the most recent one.
Well, you can say it's because it's the most recent one, but we've had several high-profile quarterbacks get contract extensions this offseason. We saw it with Aaron Rodgers getting 3 years, $150. We saw it with Deshaun Watson getting $230 million. Why is the deal not more in alignment with what those guys got as opposed to Kyler Murray? You can look at Kyler Murray's resume, and there is nothing that compares to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is a 25-year-old MVP that's won a road playoff game. And, oh, by the way, there are only two quarterbacks in the history of the NFL that have won more games through their first 50 starts. What are we even talking about? That's not even something that's comparable. And, Carlin, if you want to take all of that aside, think about it from this perspective. The closer you get to free agency, the closer you get to realizing your actual market value. Kyler Murray was at least 3 years away from free agency. He's going into year four of his rookie contract. So that means that you have the fourth year, you've got the fifth year option, and then you've got a franchise tag. Lamar Jackson is 1 year closer. You're talking about him having what? He's got the fifth year option, which he's playing under now.
Yep.
And then you're talking about the franchise tag if he decides to sign it. So actually 2 years closer than Kyler Murray would be to being a free agent. It just doesn't seem to make sense for Lamar Jackson to settle for the Kyler Murray deal or just slightly above that. If I'm Lamar, unless the deal makes me the highest paid quarterback in both guaranteed money and average annual value, I'm going to play out 2022 and we'll see what happens next offseason.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. This is One Place to Start, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. There are a few other things at work here. If you're Jackson, and everybody is going to sit there and scream and yell about how he needs to take the money right now and get as most guaranteed as he can? I just asked this question. Why? Why? Because he's going to get hurt down the line because of the kind of quarterback that he is, because he takes the most hits? I understand all of that. Lamar Jackson, Chris, for whatever his own reasons are, even though he is representing himself and people would want to say, well, that's a bad move because he should have an agent and he should have somebody who's going to tell him what to do, Lamar Jackson is clearly not afraid of taking a big risk and betting on himself here.
Colin, he doesn't need to have an agent. Why does he need to have an agent?
Exactly.
I mean, you already have the parameters for the deal. It needs to be north of $50 million a year, and it needs to be north of $230 million guaranteed. It's not as if Lamar Jackson needs an agent to figure out what his value in the marketplace would be. Because if he were a free agent unencumbered by the Ravens, there would be teams lining up to throw that kind of contract at him. Lining up. And I said teams on purpose, Carlin, plural. Because yep. He's a 25-year-old MVP that's won a playoff game on the road. Carlin, if it weren't for Lamar Jackson's unconventional play style, would it even be a conversation on whether or not he'd be the highest paid player in the league?
No.
It wouldn't be. If this was Joe Burrow or if it was somebody else, Justin Herbert, it wouldn't be a conversation about that guy being the highest paid player in the league. Again, the position that he plays, he's a quarterback. It's a quarterback-starved league. At any given time, half the NFL is looking for a true franchise quarterback. And this guy is 25 years old and won an MVP and has won in the playoffs. There is no question that if Lamar Jackson played a more conventional style, a more traditional style, that he would have his money and he would be the highest paid player. But because of the organizational philosophy and how the Ravens have set Lamar up, it's a situation where a lot of people question whether or not he can do high-level winning relying on his legs as much as he does. To that, I would counter with, Carlin, all he can do is what the team asked him to do. So if the Ravens want to accentuate his legs and allow that to be the identity of the team, you can't then in turn hold that against the player and use that as a reason as to why you're not going to pay him commensurate to the other top-level quarterbacks in the NFL. It don't work like that. MVP quarterbacks don't grow on trees. Lamar Jackson is an MVP, and he's 25 years old. The Ravens need to stop playing around and get this deal done. Quite frankly, Carlin, I'll say this. It's a bad look that they floated out the parameters of a contract offer that compared to Kyler Murray.
That's a bad look on them.
I'm not shocked that they did that.
And it goes back to this for me. I'm sorry that Deshaun Watson got what he got. Actually, I'm not for Lamar Jackson's sake. I hated that he got what he got. We all did. But if we're going to just consider what Deshaun Watson is as a player, Chris, I'll take it a step further. I'd rather have Lamar Jackson as my quarterback than Deshaun Watson. And not just strictly on the field, I'd rather have Lamar Jackson because he already has won an MVP, because I know that Lamar Jackson is going to give me a definitive chance to win because of everything that he does, even when he has all of the injuries that they had last year. The only reason they had a sniff was because of Lamar Jackson. Meanwhile, I could point to Deshaun Watson and say, well, he threw for nearly 5,000 yards. That's great. How many games did they win that year? Four?
Preach.
I believe that was the number.
Yep.
Give me the guy. I don't care that his style is unconventional. I don't care that Lamar Jackson doesn't fit into the quarterback box that you want him to. I will take the guy that is a better all-around player, which he is. A guy that's rushed for over 1,000 yards as a quarterback, in addition to doing what he has done, throwing the football. It's not like completing the ball 65% of the time is bad. You know, I'm not that worried about any of that stuff. What I'm worried about is wins and losses. And if I'm going to be real about it, what is Lamar Jackson's quarter record as a quarterback? 37-12.
That's pretty damn good.
37-12. What are we talking about here? Don't sign for a penny less than 231 guaranteed. Don't do it, Lamar.
I'm with you. Wholeheartedly, I stand by that. And to take it a step further, Carlin, I think the Ravens play a dangerous game if they are intent on using the franchise tag as something to leverage over Lamar Jackson.
Chris,
because
there's no
guarantee that if Lamar has a solid season and this team finds themselves in the playoffs, there's no guarantee that going into next offseason, Lamar Jackson is going to sign said franchise tag.
No.
At that point, it becomes an impasse. And so I don't know if the Ravens want to set themselves up for that. And the going rate for quarterbacks is only going to go up when Justin Herbert gets his deal, when Joe Burrow gets his deal next offseason. So it just doesn't make sense for the Baltimore Ravens to drag this thing out any longer than they already have.
And Chris, the last part of this for me is just simply that I'm surprised the Ravens are the team that is doing this, that is letting this play out, because they have always had the reputation of being the team that knows exactly what they're doing on every front. This feels like a team, this feels like a move that, frankly, in normal circumstances, Cleveland would pull, or another team that is not run nearly as well as the Ravens have been. And that's really what is perplexing to me right now. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus, not to mention your smart speaker. Boy, we are just getting rolling. In just moments, more on why Baltimore seems very hesitant to offer this deal to Lamar Jackson. But there is other major news involved with one of the major stars in the sport, maybe the best to ever do it this morning. We will tell you all about it when one of our insiders joins us in just moments. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance, a triple threat of protection with home, auto, and more. Visit progressive.com. It's all on the way on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
We'll spend some time this week at some point, probably to your peril to a degree, Mr. Canty, of allowing listeners to give you the last-minute wedding tips leading up to this weekend.
Oh, I'm taking all advice, Carlin. Like, I mean, usually people throw out unsolicited advice, but I'm actually soliciting advice for wedding week and for the marriage, right? Because it's not just about having a successful wedding day, but it's about having a successful marriage. And the latest tip that I got from a friend was, the key to a successful marriage is having selective hearing. Now, I don't know how that works for a guy that makes his living talking on the radio and on television, because you got to listen to what other people have to say. But they're saying have selective hearing in your marriage. That is the key to having a successful marriage.
I know what that friend is trying to say, and let me tell you something. That is no friend of yours. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. In for Greeny. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Right now, we welcome in ESPN NFL reporter Kimberly Martin, who joins us. Kimberly, I want to give you your opportunity here before we get into Lamar Jackson and everything else around the NFL this morning. Do you have some last few days bit of wedding advice for Chris Canty?
I am so glad you asked me. My advice would be, it's not about being right. It's about being happy. Now, Lord knows I am always right in my house, but sometimes I just have to say, you know what, hon? I just want to be happy. Because I think you argue all the time about who's right, who, you know, and at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. You guys just want peace and harmony in the house. So sometimes you gotta let stuff go. And I made that joke about me always being right. My husband is a saint. So he often has selective hearing when I start going, because as somebody on TV, I always talk. So just being happy. You want peace and harmony. Don't argue about who's right, Chris.
Do you believe in that little piece of advice that he just got about selective hearing? Do you think that's a good thing?
No, that friend will lead you astray. I understand. That friend, you know, he's trying to be cute and all that, but no. You want to listen at all times, but choose wisely what you react to.
Exactly.
See, and this is why, as a former psych major, I wanted to be a relationship counselor, you see? I still got it.
Kayvon, I appreciate you giving me that little tidbit and letting me know not to go astray with that advice that I got from my friend recently. But I got to ask you, because a lot of people think Lamar Jackson is going astray with not taking the contract offer that the Ravens are making him now. It got leaked over the weekend that they offered him more than the Kyler Murray contract. What do you make of the Lamar Jackson contract negotiation? Do you think a deal gets done before week one? And do you think Lamar is doing the right thing by playing out the string?
We have been talking about Lamar's contract for so long that those of us who said he needs to sign, like they need to get this done months ago, look foolish now, because Lamar being patient and waiting has actually benefited him. And the minute Deshaun Watson's deal was done, I talked to a GM about AFC quarterbacks, and he told me, if I'm Lamar, I write $230 million on a piece of paper and slide it across the desk to Bisciotti, because that's my asking price. Like, no dollar less than that. And if you are going to give, and this is why so many people were frustrated that the Browns gave Deshaun Watson that type of contract, the biggest contract ever, because then it sets up these sort of scenarios. I had another exec tell me, well, the Ravens are not the kind of team that is just going to give out guaranteed money. They don't do that. And my counter, I understand that. My counter would be, well, I'm sure the Browns never thought that they would give out $230 million guaranteed until they were in a situation where they felt they had to. The Ravens drafted Lamar. They have changed the offense. He is the centerpiece of it. He is a great community guy. Like, this is the kind of guy that you reward. And I don't fault Lamar. I will always be on the side of the players trying to get what's theirs. And I think Lamar is the kind of guy who deserves to get Deshaun Watson guarantees, because Deshaun Watson has those guarantees. And you can't tell me that Lamar doesn't have a case, a former MVP, for that kind of money.
The Browns acting out of desperation is not my problem if I'm Lamar Jackson, Kimberly. I'm right there with you, too. It is Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, joined by ESPN NFL reporter Kimberly Martin. All right, Kimberly, Tom Brady is back this morning with the Buccaneers. What's been your read on this situation? It feels to me as if it has been much ado about nothing, because it is Tom Brady, but mm-hmm. Is that the case all around? Do people around the league feel that way?
You know what I find fascinating about this? The idea that there are people who believe this man stepped away from the team to tape The Masked Singer. Like, that's where we're at. Like, people are speculating that that's got to be it. Like, and they've convinced themselves, like, I could totally see it. And the way we've seen this whole offseason go, like, you know, expect the unexpected in the NFL, I find that hilarious. But what's interesting is we have spent so much time talking about his absence, probably more time than the Bucks have. I spent more time talking to Bucks people about the injuries that they've had on the offensive line, and I've asked them to, you know, how do you feel? What's the mood in the building? Like, are you guys feeling like, oh man? And they're like, girl, calm down. Like, we feel good about where we are. You know, the offensive line issues that we've had, they like the backups that they've had. They like the guys that they've drafted. They're young, they're unproven, but there's a reason that they're here. So as much as I or Bucks fans may want to, you know, heading into the season, get a little worried about Tom Brady being a statue in the pocket, are they going to be able to keep him upright? Because that's obviously the big concern, especially in the interior of the offensive line. The Bucks feel good, but they do understand that they feel good about their depth, but they can't afford to lose any more guys. And so all options are going to be on the table as far as if they can upgrade the offensive line. If somebody shakes loose on another team, they'll discuss it internally, but they don't feel any pressure. And Brady returning today to practice, to me, I think it's a great thing because it's just a return to normalcy. But checking in with the Bucks again today, they were like, hey man, it's not that, it's a Monday, you know? And that's what Brady means to this organization. That's how this organization runs, that it's status quo. We're about business. We don't let the outside stuff, we don't get too high, get too low. And that's what Brady's been about his whole career.
Talking with ESPN NFL reporter Kimberly Martin on Greeny. And K-Mart, I want to switch gears and go down to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had their second preseason game down in Jacksonville, and Kenny Pickett was there for a good time, not a long time. Only played in 10 plays, but went 6 for 7, 76 yards and a touchdown, and he played with the varsity this time around. Now, in his first two preseason games, the kid is 17-22 for 171 yards and 3 touchdowns. So just exactly where are we with the quarterback battle in Pittsburgh, and how close is Kenny Pickett to unseating Mitch Trubisky for QB1?
So I think, again, Kenny Pickett has made things very interesting because the thought process, we all assumed, okay, you sign Mitch Trubisky, then you draft Kenny Pickett. He's going to be that project. You know, we can groom him and we can wait. Now he steps in and Tomlin he loves the JV varsity references. So Kenny Pickett gets some varsity run. He's a great story. You know, local kid, all that, Pitt and all that. When he's in the game, it does feel like there's more energy. Like guys seem like they're playing with a little more like zip. I don't know. I don't know that if that's the case or if the play call, it just looks like the game is quicker. There are more explosive plays and there's just energy. There's just a different level of energy. That being said, I don't think Kenny Pickett's, sparks in the preseason are going to alter Mike Tomlin's initial plan all too much. Like, starting Mitch Trubisky makes sense because he's the veteran. He's got the NFL experience. But that doesn't mean the leash has to be super long. You can start with Trubisky. I don't like starting rookie QBs just because. I like when they have time to watch what to do and what not to do. And you can watch Mitchell Trubisky, and if he falters, if he's not giving you what you want from a starter, then you know that you can go to the kid. But starting the kid, benching the kid for the veteran, going back and forth, like, I don't like that stuff. Like what the Dolphins were doing with Tua, I don't subscribe to that. So I think you go with the veteran experience and then allow Kenny Pickett to take the reins when he's ready.
Kimberly Martin spends a lot of time in Cleveland. She really does. And she knows Cleveland.
She really does.
Inside and out. So, Kimberly, it's a two-pronged question now that the whole Deshaun Watson thing has been settled. What is the level of interest in Jimmy Garoppolo at this point? And what is your read on the fact that they have not played Jacoby Brissett in the preseason yet?
I think their quarterbacks, the Browns quarterback situation is just obviously, in one word, unique. They knew that Jacoby Brissett would be at some point he would have to fill in for Deshaun. Like, that's the reason he's here. They didn't know the length of the suspension, but everyone assumed he would probably have to start games. He's expected to get play against the Bears in their next third preseason game. So we will get to see some Jacoby Brissett. I know people think it makes logical sense for them to go after Jimmy G, because the drop-off from Jacoby to Josh Dobbs, although Josh Dobbs looked great over the weekend in the tearaway shirt in that moment, running, you know, dropping the football, running in for the touchdown, he looked good. But the drop-off between Jacoby Brissett and their two backups that they have right now, Josh Rosen and Dobbs, that is concerning. But the Browns weren't interested in Jimmy in the spring and the summer, when they were thinking about who could be the veteran guy, who could we sign, who could we trade for. They love Jacoby Brissett, they love that he's unflappable, that they think he's the perfect guy for the situation because he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, and understands he is the seat filler for the time being. The Browns can afford Jimmy G outright because of the way their salary cap situation is set up. But every conversation that I've had before the Deshaun suspension was announced, before it was six games, now that it's 11, the feeling hasn't changed internally. If the Browns make a quarterback move, they'll probably look for possibly backup QB help, if anything. But Jacoby is the guy.
This is a fascinating situation. Kimberly, if you think of one or two things that Canty should know before Friday, you feel free to pick up the phone. And if there's just something that strikes you, whether it's before the wedding, whatever, my advice to him this week was simply tread lightly at the moment. Tread lightly.
Whatever she wants, do it.
Exactly. By all means, pick up the phone. Kimberly, thank you. Awesome stuff as usual.
Thanks, guys.
Kimberly Martin, ESPN NFL reporter with Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, in for Greeny today. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory so you can manage risk and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. See why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/greeny. That's netsuite.com/greeny. I call the Brown situation, Chris, fascinating because 11 games feels like you can throw away a season. And I, by the way, am not even convinced that by the time Deshaun Watson is ready to come back and play, that all of a sudden he's going to be playing at an all-pro level, because he hasn't played in 2 years at that point. So Jacoby Brissett's not playing very much. They could bring in Jimmy G. They haven't wanted to do it. Explain this to me. Why is it that a team that has an opportunity to win right now, that has gone in every way possible in the right direction to try to win in the moment, that structured the money of Deshaun Watson not only so that he wouldn't lose much money in his deal, but also they would have the cap room if they needed it, as they do $40-plus million right now, to bring in a quarterback if they had to for the season. Why do they all of a sudden feel that Jacoby Brissett is the answer over Jimmy Garoppolo, who they could easily fit under the cap for 1 year?
Carlin, I can't understand it. I don't know if Keyshawn Johnson is the assistant GM for the Cleveland Browns, but, I mean, it just seems like them doubling down on Jacoby Brissett doesn't make a whole lot of sense, where there is clearly an upgrade with Jimmy G. You're talking about a starting quarterback that had his team in the conference championship game two of the last 3 years and came a Jaquiski Tartt dropped interception away from going back to the Super Bowl this year. So it just doesn't make sense. We've had enough of a sample size from both players to know what they are and what they aren't. And Jacoby Brissett, in two stints in Indianapolis where he was the starting quarterback for 15 games, you're talking about the team having a losing record. They were 4-11 the first time he started 15 games, and then I want to say they were 7-8 the second time he started 15 games. So, Carl, and in between those two seasons, you're talking about the Colts going to the playoffs with Andrew Luck as their starting quarterback. So you know what he is, which is a journeyman quarterback, a more than capable backup. but you want to see him in a small sample size. If you're talking about an 11-game suspension, I don't feel good about rolling out there with Jacoby Brissett. I need somebody that can give me more competent quarterback play, a higher level of quarterback play, especially given the division that I'm in. Because you're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers with a top-notch defense, and you're talking about the Bengals and the Ravens with top-notch quarterback play. Your quarterback is going to have to be the difference in games. I don't think you're going to get that from Jacoby Brissett. At least you have the possibility of that with Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's where I think the Cleveland Browns could be missing the boat if what we're hearing from Kmart and other reporters is true. Now, Carlin, we can't dismiss the fact that, or the possibility that this could all be a smokescreen as well, right? The right. Cleveland Browns could be putting this out there that we're all in on Jacoby Brissett being our guy for the next 11 games in the regular season through the suspension because they don't want to pay, you know, the asking price that the 49ers might put out there in the way of draft picks for Jimmy Garoppolo. So that is a possibility as well. We'll have to wait and see. But if Jimmy Garoppolo is there to be had for the Cleveland Browns, he represents a clear upgrade from anything that the Browns have in their quarterback room right now.
Here's Keyshawn this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on Jacoby Brissett being a good quarterback, and really equates this to an almost unthinkable comparison. Let's hear from Keyshawn.
People see a quarterback pushed aside and just automatically assume, oh, he can't play, he can't do this, he can't do that. Circumstances in your surroundings will dictate what your career is going to be like at the quarterback spot. If Tom Brady didn't get the opportunity when Drew Bledsoe was knocked out by Mo Lewis, that same year, the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick was thinking quarterback in the draft at a higher level. But Tom essentially came in and he started, and it was like, okay, we don't want to disrupt anything. So I don't get all going crazy about a quarterback in 2 or 3 years that bounced around a little bit. This is the first time Jacoby Brissett has ever played with the type of team in his entire career since the short stint in New England.
Carlin,
here's what you need to know. In the 4 years that Frank Reich has been the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, there's only been one season where they finished worse than second in the AFC South.
Yeah.
And that was 2019 when Jacoby Brissett started 15 games.
Chris, they were 7-9 and they finished third. He's not Tom Brady. We know this.
But here's the thing, Carlin. In the 2 years between that one season, in 2018 they made the playoffs. In 2020 they made the playoffs with Phillip Rivers, who finished 17th in total QBR that season. It just goes to show you that Frank Reich, if he could at least get solid quarterback play, average quarterback play, that this is going to be a playoff team.
Chris.
And so that's the part where it doesn't make sense what Keyshawn Johnson is talking about. I don't see Jacoby Brissett being able to provide you that for an 11-game sample size. If you're talking about 4 to 6 games, then the case can be made that you stick with what you got. You don't give up any more draft picks. You don't waste any more cap space. But 11 games can decide your season. And Chris, that's the part that I don't get when it comes to doubling down on Jacoby Brissett. When Jimmy Garoppolo is available.
If you allow Jacoby Brissett to be your quarterback for the first 11 games of the year, you are throwing away your season.
Yeah.
That's what you are doing. And just look past the first 4 weeks. I would get Garoppolo here, pay him the money for the season. I don't get why that's such a big deal when Jimmy Haslam just threw a $230 million guarantee at a guy he knew he might not have for the entire year. But now we're going to quibble over paying this guy $24 million for this year because I want to win now? No. It all just doesn't make sense all the way around. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Lots of debate this morning over whether it was dirty or not dirty. Canty will tell you why it wasn't. What are we talking about? Well, you got to stick around to find out. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio in for Greeny.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger?
Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
Mr. Canty, I am of the belief that what we saw last night in the Giants game, where Kayvon Thibodeau got cut blocked in the backfield in a situation where Thaddeus Moss, the son of Randy Moss, by the way, was attempting to block him, went way down low. It was a completely clean play. And there has been so much debate about it this morning. Scary moment for Thibodeau. It appears that he has escaped serious injury because he was down for quite some time. His leg bent in the wrong direction. It was scary to be sure. But, Chris, I mean, the play happened inside the tackle box. I understand that people get all out of whack when they see something like that, but it was a legal play.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those typical backside cutoff type of blocks, Carlin, and they were bringing a guy from the other side of the formation to seal to seal or kick out Kayvon Thibodeau, and that's a situation where Thaddeus Moss made the cut block. There was nothing malicious. There was nothing flagrant from Thad Moss. Kayvon Thibodeau has got to do a better job of using hard hands to stop Thad Moss from getting into his legs. He's got to put a hand on his helmet and a hand on his shoulder pads and stop him. There's a reason why defensive linemen and outside linebackers use that big red ball during practice to work on cut block drills, because those situations come up in games. And that's going to be commonplace in the run game if you're playing out on the edge. And so that's Kayvon Thibodeau's welcome to the NFL moment. You're glad that it looks like the kid escaped serious injury. You hope that whatever he's dealing with doesn't change the timeline and him being available for week one of the regular season. But that's a learning experience for Kayvon Thibodeau. There was nothing dirty about that play from Thad Moss. Kayvon Thibodeau's just got to be better.
And at the same time, people are, you know, somewhat pleased with what they saw from Daniel Jones last night. Chris, I just don't see it. I don't see it. And we can talk about how it was a deflection on the interception that he threw to Dax Hill, but it was a deflection off of a pass that he threw to a guy who I hadn't heard of before training camp as a tight end, and he basically threw it into triple coverage and threw it high and asked the guy to make that catch. I'm sorry. Daniel Jones has not done a ton so far to make me think anything different than what we've seen in his career.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, right? It's not about the ability to fit the ball into a tight window. It's your decision-making. That's what leads to you having 49 turnovers through your first 3 years. I mean, trying to fit that ball into triple coverage didn't make sense, especially when you got Colin Johnson on the backside of the formation one-on-one on a curl route, and he was open. So those are the things that you're looking for Daniel Jones to improve on going into year four. And yet what we saw in this preseason game seems like it's more of the same.
Yeah, because it really looks like it is. The offensive line looked a little bit better. I still think that's a major problem. And look, I'm going to believe that he's not going to be able to make it through the season.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.